Blackstone Audio presents Wealth, Poverty, and Politics, An International Perspective by Thomas Sowell. This book is read by David Cochran Heath. Chapter 1. Issues. Shocked as we may be today by drastic contrasts between the standards of living in modern industrial nations and the standards of living in third world countries, such disparities have been common for thousands of years of recorded history. These disparities have extended beyond wealth to the things that create wealth, including the knowledge, skills, habits, and discipline that have developed unequally in different geographic, cultural, and political settings. The ancient Greeks had geometry, philosophy, architecture, and literature, at a time when Britain was a land of illiterate tribal peoples living at a primitive level. Athens had the Acropolis, whose ruins are still impressive today, thousands of years later, at a time when there was not a single building in all of Britain. The ancient Greeks had Plato, Aristotle, Euclid, and other landmark figures who helped lay the intellectual foundations of Western civilization at a time when there was not a single Briton whose name had entered the pages of history. Scholars have estimated that there were parts of Europe in ancient times that were living at a level that Greece had transcended thousands of years earlier. There were other complex civilizations in the ancient world, not just in Greece, but also in Egypt and China, for example, at a time when peoples in various parts of Europe and elsewhere were just beginning to learn the rudiments of agriculture. Vast disparities in wealth and in wealth-creating capacity have been common for millennia. But while large economic inequalities have persisted throughout the recorded history of the human race, the particular pattern of those inequalities has changed.